Little boys around the country dream of playing Major League Baseball, but 11-year-old London Studer might actually get there. Selected to play in the prestigious USSSA All-American Tournament, the Gahanna native is one of the most promising young players in the country, and she's a girl. WOSU student news reporter Aaron Gottsacker reports on Studer's journey through some of the most competitive ranks of youth baseball.
On a baseball diamond at Jefferson Elementary School, a handful of kids try out for a local traveling baseball team. One stands out from the rest. A head taller than the others, she pitches left-handed and sends baseballs flying with a smack of the bat. London Studer is competitive, determined, and the only girl on the field.
It was pretty easy for me to hit a baseball because, that's how I grew up.
Studer started playing baseball in her front yard when she was only 4 years old.
My mom actually taught me how to play baseball. She took a bucket of wiffle balls and gave me a plastic bat.
From there, she started playing on organized teams, graduating from T-ball to the local Gahanna Rec League and now a traveling all-star team.
I'm a pitcher and I'm a first baseman woman.
She's always been the only girl on her team, and often the people drafting her had no idea. Harvey McCleskey is her former coach.
You know, the interesting thing is at the tryout, you couldn't tell she was a girl because her hair was cut short and she had the ball cap pulled low, and you couldn't tell from the way she threw or the way she carried herself or anything. I just thought she was a tough guy, and I'm like, I want this girl. I want this person.
McCleskey was impressed with Studer's drive, even when she was a mere 8 years old.
You know, she demands the most from herself, and in fact, on that team, even though she was one of the youngest people on the team, I noticed her drive to compete and also to be the best she can be.
So McCleskey wasn't surprised when Studer tried out for the prestigious USSSA All-American Tournament. It's highly selective and pits the best players from a region against other teams from around the country. Of the 28 kids picked from the Great Lakes region, Studer is the only girl. But Studer says that's pretty typical.
I've never played baseball with a girl.
One local mother is trying to get more girls on the diamond. Akiza Fukuzawa started the Columbus Women's Baseball League when she moved to the city because she was frustrated by the lack of opportunities available to women and girls in baseball compared to in her native Japan.
I wanted to change the public perception of, oh, women don't play baseball. That is not true.
Fukuzawa said it's rare for high schools to offer girls baseball, so it's not surprising that there are no professional women's baseball teams in the United States. If a woman wants to pursue the sport, she has to play with men, much like Studer is doing today. But while neither Studer nor Fukuzawa have let gender expectations keep them from playing the game they love, both think other girls might feel discouraged.
There should be quite an amount of girls playing baseball because baseball is America's sport.
For Studer, playing on a USSSA All-American team is just the beginning of what she hopes is a groundbreaking baseball career. Her plans?
To work harder, get stronger, and become an MLB star.
Aaron Gottsacker, WOSU News.